This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we have a very special guest here for you today, founder Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. I'm a GOA member, by the way, here in California, and we have a number of events that could possibly happen this year, including the attempted nomination of a gun-grabbing Supreme Court justice by the Abominator. That's his current term, by the way. I think it fits him better than calling him the president. I like to call him the Abominator because it's like a biblical thing, the abomination that desolates. He's trying to desolate America and the whole world. And the situation he set up has actually started race war, class war, and now political war, even inside the Democrat and Republican parties. And Obama, being the agitator he is, just tries to create more dialectics of chaos. Maybe he can get a bipartisan security bill. If they had terrorists he wants to bring in, will bring more destruction. So you've got a lot of things on your hand, Larry, and your organization to fight this year. This is a fulcrum year, isn't it?
Well, there is a lot going on, you're right, and it's the president's last shot at it. So, yeah, for him, it's definitely a year he's going to try to use as a fulcrum for the benefit of his agenda, which has been happily, substantially in the Second Amendment area, held back. But that, right. Yeah, I'll give the guy one thing. He doesn't take no for an answer. He keeps going, unlike most Republicans. He doesn't take no for an answer. And that's why we're still fighting this guy this late in his term. The Congress is not in his back pocket yet, and he continues to fight. So I must say, he's a worthy opponent.
Absolutely. You got to give him credit. I mean, you got to give the devil's minion his due, because he is a devil's minion. We have at least three issues going on. First issue is we have the attempted appointment by a gun-grabbing Mr. Merrick, a nominee for the Supreme Court. Second issue is the whole border issue, and it's like, I don't know how Obama, with a straight face, can continue to apologize to Muslims when really the issue is this. And again, remember now, we have 9.7 million Muslims. Probably less than 5% are radical, but the other ones are so beaten down by the whole issue of Islam, they're not going to try to stop the extreme element in their mosques or in their cities, because if they do, they'll have a fatwa on their head and they'll end up with their daughter dead going to school. So the fact is, they're so beaten down by Islam and Sharia law and the whole garbage that modern Muslims, which are, in fact, I saw an interview about a month and a half ago on Fox where a moderate Muslim, and it's an anomaly, because if you read the Sharia and the Hadith, because I have some expertise in this area and I bring on Bill Warner, former Tennessee State University professor, this moderate Muslim said he agreed with Donald Trump to his imam, and he immediately got fired in Houston. And he's told on the network that 170 imams in mosques in just Houston got fired that week for literally supporting Donald Trump's idea of stopping Muslim immigration to come in with the immigrants from Syria and Iraq, because they knew they'd be embedded. Just so is this FBI director, the director of Homeland Security, and so on. Under Obama, I've even warned us, the terrorists are going to come in and they're going to be making nail bombs, dirty bombs, biological weapons, and they're going to cause a lot of death and destruction in America. But Obama should be called the Hive Master, because he doesn't care if it kills Americans. He doesn't care if it despoils our city. And he actually would like to see a bipartisan, which I'm sure he'll get if there's major terrorism, security bill where they try to gun grab and have SWAT teams going home to go to the old vets to pull their guns. And I'm so sick of this man and what he's been doing with all the people behind him. But then again, Hillary, if she gets in, or Bernie Sanders, will be 10 times worse, believe it or not.
Well, Hillary Clinton is somebody who, it always helps me to keep in mind that she's more than a grandmother. She's a gal who, when at Princeton, wrote her senior thesis on Saul Alinsky, a man that she actually knew personally because they were both from Chicago. Right. Saul Alinsky described himself as a small C communist. Hillary Clinton's thesis was, and she was saluting the groundbreaking thinking of Saul Alinsky. So I think we are fair. It's fair to draw the conclusion that Mrs. Clinton has identified herself as a communist, and for us to think that she doesn't want to grab total power if she ever gets close enough to the levers, we're making a huge mistake. This woman is as serious as a heart attack, and she is not any nicer than our incumbent left-wing zealot. She's at least as hard left as the president, probably more so.
Well, she's more totalitarian. She says she won't have her hand off the tiller like she said Obama does, which criticized him last year. She also has a very high IQ, but she's incredibly evil, and she's getting early signs of dementia, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, thyroid failure, and she has bilateral vision problems because she had a post-traumatic concussion. I know all these medical facts from my classified sources. She's a physical wreck. At the same time, this woman is driven. And she's evil as the day is long. It's like when I visited and saw her at Dakota Ridge High School, because I took care of the first kid shot in Columbine, Mark Taylor, I met Bill Clinton and Hillary. Bill was the kind of guy you can go fishing with. You wouldn't trust him because he can take a leak in your boots, shake your hand, tell you a funny joke, and stab you in the back at the same time. Now, with Hillary, when I approached her, it was like approaching the event horizon of the devil herself. And
that's been my impression. Neither one of them are folks you want to have as neighbors, but they certainly present themselves differently.
Yeah, but she was, to be honest with you, I've taken care of psychotic prisoners chained to the neck, arms, and legs with guards with two guns aimed at their head and their central body while I'm examining them in maximum security psychiatric prisons. And Hillary Clinton is 1,000 times more evil. This woman is the most evil person I've ever physically met on planet Earth in 64 years of my life. And if this woman gets in, the cadre of evil she would do to America will be blinding. And again, remember, we've got a situation now where if you look at the total polls, because the Republicans are committing what I call they have a circular firing squad going on now to destroy Trump and Cruz, there literally is a situation where they're guaranteeing a Democratic president with gun-grabbing Supreme Court justices, and probably a domestic security bill, because once terrorism happens in America, you can guarantee both parties, because the conservatives in both are kind of lockstep. That's why Mitch McConnell says he can work with Hillary Clinton.
That they we can hope that that this dire scenario that you see, and I tend to agree, may be resolving itself if Cruz actually breaks free and starts winning some of these primaries. That may be something that we don't have to deal with quite as much. But at the moment, I think it's a very real concern.
Well, I know that both have some similarities, but I'm very concerned about Cruz. Cruz has so many skeletons in his closet. This man is driven, very high IQ, as well as his wife, Heidi. Heidi is one of the authors of the North American Free Trade Agreement and the New American Century, NAFTA, and the PNAC document. She's deep inside CFR, and she's a Goldman Sachs girl, basically on rent. So I think they preemptively started to attack Trump's wife because they wanted to make sure it was a kind of a dirty scrap and to try to shut up Trump from making comments, because if you actually look behind the scenes, that Mr. Cruz is not an outsider. He's deep inside Wall Street, and he's deep inside the party. And if he gets in there, this man has some psychotic bents, I can tell as a doctor, that make me concerned. Like, he wants to start a war with Russia and China. He doesn't want to have a dialectic like Trump would. I think the only man out there that I can see that actually wants a proper domestic security control of the border that will really work, and that's why you got the announcement yesterday of the Border Control Agents Union, that they support Trump only. Now, I think what's going to happen is Trump may get the nomination by a squeaker, but if they continue this circular firing squad, I see either Hillary, if she gets indicted, or if she just gets despoiled so much that Bernie Sanders will come in, and Bernie is a solid communist. In fact, when he was told by someone on air that he was a communist, he said, thank you for the compliment. I mean, this is scary. They had
this is a guy that's honeymooned in the Soviet Union. Now, I can't think of an uglier place to have been than the Soviet Union. Well, I mean, maybe two or three, but
well, you know,
I mean, it's right down there.
Well, you know what his main thing he did back when he was in the Congress? He arranged for us to buy heating oil from Argentina to support his communist buddies down there. I mean, this is so crazy.
Yes, it is.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. So let's talk solutions. How do we marshal our troops here? To literally number one, protect our right to maintain the Second Amendment, the right to maintain arms. And by the way, it isn't so you have arms so you can kill people. It's so violence doesn't occur. I guarantee you up in San Bernardino, if there was a number of either vets or people that had concealed carry permits, there might have been one or two people die, but not 13 or 14, including disabled people and their parents. If there's a disaster in Cleveland, if we have 35,000 concealed carry people, primarily in the Republican primaries that are there, I guarantee you there'll be no terrorist or fatwa or Black Lives Matter or George Soros-sponsored terror group going in with a AK-47 and hollow point bullets thinking they're going to get away with things.
But yet the RNC has said we're not going to allow any concealed carry.
They have to. Reince Priebus and these idiots in the RNC are trying to commit hari-kari to the Republican Party, because if they either disable or destroy both Trump and Cruz, I can guarantee you that they will be the end of the Republican Party, and we'll probably have four parties running in the next election, but it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, we're right up on the brink. I agree with that.
Yeah, I think two more terms of abomination type of things with either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, we're done. This country will break up into sub-republics. The states will actually secede. First one I think is going to go is Texas, which has to re-sign every June and actually have a vote in their legislature to stay in the Union. People don't know that. They don't know.
Oh, I didn't know it was so active a proposition. Interesting.
Yes, in fact, if they don't actively vote to stay in the Union, they're out. And that happens every June. They have a vote in the legislature before they have the summer session to vote to stay as part of America. Even their power grid is completely separate from the North American power grid. It doesn't connect to Mexico or any other state. So
how lovely.
Realize, yeah, they don't know the Texans have always guarded their own independence, and if they think they're going to gun grab in states that are heavily guns like Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, they're going to have a real time on their hands. It's going to get ugly.
That I can anticipate as well.
I know in New York State they had a situation here about a year or so ago where the governor had actually tried to pass a law that was passed apparently, that they were going to start taking guns from veterans. And the SWAT teams that were going to be involved in the middle of the night to go to veterans' homes said, now, Governor, we can't do this. The first home, we'll get the guns, and we'll haul a guy off. The second night, we do it. There'll be guys on the roof with armor-piercing weapons and night vision scopes et cetera, and other advanced weapons, and we're all going to die.
Something similar happened in Connecticut, which was equally surprising. There was just massive, massive non-compliance with the re-registration law. And didn't tell the government, oh, yes, I still have my semi-automatic so-called assault weapon. And it was stunning. In two of the more liberal states of the country, the gun owners, as far as I can tell, without any organization whatsoever, rather spontaneously rose up and told their political authorities, you goofed. You went too far.
Right.
We're not on this ride at all.
The same thing happened in Canada 2.5 years ago, where the Canadian government had to accede to the fact that their gun legislation for registration completely failed because no Canadians were registering their guns. When I was back in Nova Scotia after I left Georgia back in 1988 to 1994, one of my patients, I said, he was a good patient, good young guy, he wanted to go hunting with me, so we go hunting. And I said, how many guns have you got? Oh, about 45. And I said, well, what did you do for the last week? And we went down to New England and got a bullet making machine. I said, how many bullets did you make? He said, 50,000. I said, my God. What kind of guns do you have? He said, we got 50 caliber anti-aircraft. We got, 100 round clip drums. I said, whoa, man. We got everything. I said, you even have nades, grenades. And I said, well, I literally, my office is like a mile from the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He said, well, they got this gun legislation, nobody's going to comply with that. And especially in places like Alberta and British Columbia and the western states, but just little places like Nova Scotia, where I was up in Nine Mile River right by the Halifax International Airport.
Basically, Quebec and Ontario then would be the only places where some compliance might occur.
No, there's no compliance. One of my friends is an Ontario police. It's half Scottish and half Algonquin. He was house sitting for 5 years in a home we had on Lake Temiskaming, which is a 120-mile-an-hour long lake. And he was actually trained by the Israeli Mossad and so on and U.S. Special Security Forces in Ontario. He said, nobody in our town or anybody in Ontario is complying with this rule. Nobody. Not one.
That's very encouraging. Hoorah!
Most people realize Canadians are armed to the teeth. I mean, because most of it's rural. And they're absolutely not complying with the government. And that's before the Conservative government got the boot. And now they got this idiot, Justin Trudeau, who's trying to be like a late-night TV host and popular with everybody, including saying the Shahada, Muslim prayer in a mosque, which means you're converted, or yep. doing a dance down the road with the gay and lesbian crowd, the LTBG. You know, it's like, you got to understand, you're not in a popularity contest. You're supposedly a leader. But this guy, of course, is a globalist. And they even have Canadians fawning at him, saying, you should run for president. I think he's a Canadian. Oh, by the way, that also is Ted Cruz. He's not actually a natural-born American. His mother was a Canadian. So we got a real monster on our hands now that they're trying to shove down globalism down our throat. And it turns out Heidi Cruz, and this is why they probably preemptively attacked Trump's wife, Melania, is because she's one of the chief architects of the North American Union and the Project for the New American Century. She's one of the primary authors.
Well, it's going to be a very exciting election year. It would say, well, it already has been. My goodness, who would have thought?
Well, here's what I expect this year, and I want you to see your feedback on what you think we should do about it. Number one, I expect the continued attack, for example, Corey Lewandowski to continue. And this is insane. As I saw on the news, a judge who was on the Fox News, and he said, look, even if they charged him, no judge is going to bring forth charges because, I mean, you can be in a subway station and bump into somebody. You didn't have any intention of hurting them, even if she got bruised, being pulled away from Trump. But she wasn't dragged to the ground. There was no intention to harm her. If she got bruised, maybe because she's bruisable. But he was no intention for Corey Lewandowski to assault a woman who was reaching out and trying to grab Trump on his way out the door. This is, again, the reason why they do this, they want to say Trump hates women. You've got to be kidding. Or he's racist. When he has the Nation of Islam endorsing him, and some of his best friends are black fighters for years. So this man is not a racist. He's not a sexist against women. He counterpunches because he's not a polished politician, and you should realize you got to back off out of that, Donald. But the way to do it is real simple. Let's not talk about who's better looking wife or whatever. Let's talk about policy. You and your wife are directly connected to the Goldman Sachs and the Wall Street banks and the Council on Foreign Relations. Let's pull that stuff apart. You know.
The campaigns have a way of devolving into anything but the issues.
They did it on purpose because I think, I guarantee that the super PAC for Trump, for Cruz, did that to make sure preemptively that Trump wouldn't open up even more of the can of worms around Heidi Cruz and around the loans that Mr. Cruz has got from the Goldman Sachs, the $1.2 million loan, etc. He's dirty, very crazy, very dangerous. The only man, I think, is Trump.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Occur in the fall, 2001, by the 6 months before 9/11. I sat and talked to these guys and I got freaked out. Welcome back. So I think what I want to hear now is what plans do we do to support our various brokers of power that can prevent the nomination from occurring in the Supreme Court? But what I'm more concerned about is domestic terrorism by ISIS or an ISIS-sponsored group, which we know I like to call it like Toys R Us. How about ISIS R Us? We know that a town north of Amman, Jordan, is where the Israeli Mossad Academy, which is Blackwater Security and the CIA, trained the ISIS and ISIL troops to start this whole thing. Its primary center is in Raqqa, which now the Peshmerga forces, Syrian army, and Russian support are actually marching on it as they speak today to take Raqqa, which is a town up in the desert. They just took Palmyra, the ancient town of the what's called the Arch of Baal, the ancient pagan arches, which, by the way, they're going to project them in New York City and London before the end of April, around the Feast of Pascha or Passover. What I'm very concerned about is a bipartisan domestic security bill if there's a nail bomb, dirty nuclear bomb, biological weapon go off in America, which Obama wants. I mean, the guy is just sitting there apologizing until the terrorist activity he has is 9/11 at the end of his 2 terms. And I'm very worried that this will preempt the elections. It may even prevent an election from occurring at all or delay it. But Obama is literally walking us into a disaster. And that might give him the power to not only continue with the nomination, but also to try to grab guns. And I think that's going to become a full-force civil war if they try to pull that off.
I think that if they were to try something like that, you're absolutely right.
Right.
This would be the point that would, I think, get the American people really alert, aware, and in revolt. They take an awful lot. They either don't pay attention or they just don't want to bother.
I think another dimension. I think the rulers, our so-called global elite, are number one, they think they have a higher intelligence than the collective of the population.
Sure.
Number two, they think they can push us around for which, and again, both Bernie Sanders, because the Bernie Sanders people basically are brainless. These people hear all the wonderful things that Bernie's going to give, free education, free health care. I would go farther than any socialist country in health care like ancient Israel. And I would talk about domestic security, which Bernie doesn't talk about in Hillary. And I would say, hey, we need to have a system where education is a reasonable cost. But if you don't control costs and just dump trillions of dollars into the system by taxing us, you destroy the economy. Eventually, you don't have money to give to anybody, including social programs. You know, what Bernie doesn't understand is communist socialism has failed in every nation and has caused many millions to die. But this idiot, Bernie Sanders, thinks somehow, because he sees a problem, he thinks America is an ATM machine. It's not.
Well, I think he is of the view that many socialists are, that, oh yeah, I'm aware of all those other socialist countries that ended horribly, but they didn't have the right people in charge.
Well, what about the Peronistas and Juan Perón and what happened there? What, don't they understand it was one, in, back in the, 70, 80 years ago, it was one of the biggest economies in the world. It's a disaster, and it's gone back to literally bartering now because their system is so disastrous again, and now they've elected a new prime minister of their country or president, El Presidente, and, of course, they're trying to reach across to the Peronistas. This is a disaster, and this is what they want to do to America because the globalists want to make us trade zone 3 of a 10-zone world controlled by these global banking idiots. And if people don't see that coming, of course, the Russians, Chinese, the BRICS nations are in a pitched battle. And I even see the release of Zika virus as another attack on fertility in South America, which is one of the anchor nations for one of the largest potential growth economies in the 21st century. Resources, mineral resources, power, smart people, a population large enough, but now they're going to be basically infertile. So it's going to cause a population collapse in South America. All of these things, I think, taken collectively, we are heading with the globalists toward World War III. Because they don't want a dialectic with China and Russia and the Silk Trail. They want a great big war with Russia and China. They want a big battle between Israel and the two different versions of Islam that are at each other's throats, Sunni and Shiite. And Obama, on one hand, criticizes Islam, and on the other hand, supplies them with weapons. He is so schizophrenic and evil, it's hard to quantify.
I don't think they put much stock in what he says, only what they can get out of him.
The guy,
I don't think, has much credibility with anybody. Even among liberals, I would think they're kind of aware that this guy's not for real.
Well, how can you make a deal with somebody like Iran and give them $150 billion and they paint on the side of the missile that they can go 1,250 miles of death to Israel in there in both not only Farsi but also in Hebrew? Are you serious? And they haven't had sanctions against them, and yet we don't shut their program down? Are we crazy? Why are we giving $150 billion?
Oh, well, that would make them mad. We don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, and somehow we punish our allies, Israel. And in Israel, if I was in Israel, it's just like I live in San Diego. If somebody in Tijuana was starting to send, rockets and missiles toward me in San Diego, I'd have some of my buddies, and I have skill sets. I can develop weapons out of your garage or hardware store considerably more dangerous than guns, okay? I have some of those technology I found out from my buddies in Special Forces and Delta Force, but some I've developed myself. And I can tell people in about 3 or 4 hours how to build them and put them together.
You know, that's a really good analogy, because the rockets that are coming into Israel are, in many cases, only traveling the distance of Tijuana to someplace in deep southern California.
Yeah, San Diego County. So the fact is, if that was happening, I'd have my buddies, we'd have an APC, a Bearcat, we'd go down there with a bunch of advanced weapons, and we'd clean them out. We'd probably come in with a helicopter gunship as well, with some cover. And they'd be dead. We wouldn't mess around saying we're going to put you on trial. Your trial is you're going to have meet whoever you think your God is, whether it's Satan or some other God. You're going to meet him very shortly because we're the appointment secretary.
And too bad if your God has run out of virgins.
Exactly. If they don't have young boys as skin as pearls or 72 virgins, you get there and the guy slaps down, I'm sorry, last year we ran out of virgins.
We're just going to cook you for
too
a
too many
while.
Jihadists here, you know, we just ran out of them.
I love the idea. spread the word.
Yeah, exactly. Now, my family on my mother's side were Maronite Christians, originally descended from Cohens, and my family were descended from Moses. And my ancestor in the 11th century was the general that fought in the Shuf Mountains around Beirut against Muslims. He personally killed over 200 of them with his own sword. So I can tell you, the problem is he didn't kill enough.
You get tired after a while.
Yeah, well, the problem is you can't negotiate with people who want to kill you. So nope. This idea of negotiating with the Palestinians when they want to blow up Israel and kill people, the reason why they have a wall there, and by the way, it's not the only solution. When Trump said he wants to get rid of the drugs, yeah, you need a wall, but you also need to make sure that the CIA, the Department of Injustice, was fast and furious giving guns to our branch of the drug cartels, and the FBI are not bringing $2 trillion of cocaine and heroin in. I took care of pilots at Buckley Air Force Base in Peterson and Aurora, and one of my technicians that takes care of the Black Op helicopters and Hercules C-130 freaked out and called me to come in late one evening, and he gave me this disclosure that, you know, I said, I'm not going to help you unless you tell me what's going bothering you, because he was freaked out like suicidal. He said he went down to the Hercules C-130 and was loaded to the gunnels coming back from Afghanistan with heroin, shrink-wrapped in pallets.
Nice.
Nice. And so what happens when they found out that this guy freaked out and told Dr. Deagle, they suicided him. The best term I use lately, I call Arkansas, which is a term that happens when you tick off Hillary Clinton, you get Arkansas'd. You know, you do a form of gymnastic moves that even the Circus Soleil in Las Vegas couldn't do to end up dead without footprints in the center of the park when you have a
walk. Circle back to the Fast and Furious that you mentioned. That kind of irritates us here at Gun Owners of America much. Here we have our federal government giving really nice firearms to the U.S. branches of the Mexican cartels. Then they turn around and say, but we need a background check on you when you sell a .38 to your neighbor. Really?
Really, yeah. We have rational people who don't sell their guns to people who are not than that.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not part of the religion.
Right. Go with the program.
So, Larry, your website, and how do they help? How do they donate? How do they become members of GOA, Gun Owners of America? I'm a member. I'm going to tell you, this year is the most important election since the founding of America. And by the way, if America goes down the toilet, we're the doorstop for the destruction of planet Earth, because I can guarantee you, if America goes down, the whole world will decay to a global control freak system that'll look like, it'll make the Matrix look like a garden party. How's that?
Well, and there's no place really to flee to. There's a couple of little countries, perhaps, that are havens now. But
yeah, that'll just delay the chiseling on your tombstone. And as they say, if America goes down, Mars won't be far enough away.
No, I'm afraid not. Well, to help us work against that, go to gunowners.org. And if you go to gunowners.org, the thing that would most encourage people to do is take advantage of the free email alert list. Sign up, get those alerts on a regular basis. They equip you to essentially be an armchair lobbyist with hardly any effort at all. We provide the information, everything that's needed to contact a member of Congress. And we were able to turn a very desperate situation around following Sandy Hook. NRA was supporting the gun control legislation post-Sandy Hook that was before the Senate. And it looked like it was going to go through.
Yeah,
the NRA, the weak-kneed Republicans. But there was so much blowback from members of Gun Owners of America getting the alerts using the phone number that we provided.
Right.
We turned around the NRA to begin with, and when the NRA then was on the same sheet with us, boom, within a week or so after that, we had the thing in the bag. So,
by the way, we need to get Trump, who's a DNRA member, to become a GOA, because GOA is what I call superior. We're their big brother, in a sense. Although DNRA has been around longer and it's bigger, it doesn't have its wits about it. I don't know if you've been on with Jim Fetzer, who's done the book called No One Died in Sandy Hook. I've looked at all the data, and I have some idiots out there to try to tell me there were children that died. The facts are that school was closed for years before the Homeland Security did a FEMA drill in that school. If they did bring children in and kill anybody, they didn't bring emergency helicopters, they didn't have ambulances, they didn't have a lot of things. There's so many anomalies that tells me the bulk of evidence indicates that this was a drill. I even have the two-page PDF of the FEMA drill at Sandy Hook. I have all the documents that tell me that the place was closed for years. It was actually a hazardous waste building that was actually condemned, and there was nobody there. It wasn't properly maintained. So this whole Sandy Hook thing is a good example, just like San Bernardino. There's evidence there were three shooters there that were tall males with flak jackets on, armor-piercing weapons, that they looked like the same kind of people that were around the Sonnerov brothers in the Boston Marathon bombing, literally dozens of them. And these three guys there were the shooters, and the two people, this American and his Afghanistani wifer, were probably, again, what I call dupes, just like the dupe in 3 years ago, Christmas, where this 19-year-old Muslim was given weapons, materials to create a bomb at a Christmas lighting ceremony in Portland, and they later swooped in right at the last minute before he came in, and the bomb materials were not going to work because they were false. But they swooped in at the last moment to catch him to say, hey, look, we got this guy, thinking, you got to be kidding. So, in other words, most of these operations are false flag black ops. I know that as a doctor from the inside, okay, who worked with Special Forces and Delta and Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. And I got freaked out when I realized that I talked to the FBI and CDC directors for bioterrorism in March of 2001 before 9/11, that they were going to do war game simulations in New York City with anthrax, with micro-nukes, with high explosives in downtown Manhattan, that I knew that there were things going to happen. And I had more questions asked. I got really freaked out back in at the Adams Mark Hotel. Because I had been working as a point man under Reserve Admiral Hughes on radiological and biological terrorism with the FBI and CDC in 97. And I asked them, did you take any of my recommendations to do them? They did a damn thing. So there's nobody on any media, radio or television, with my qualification and creds that's still walking and has a pulse that's saying the truth. If it's done, even if Muslims are involved, you can damn well guarantee the government and these dirty people like Academy, the FBI, and the CIA are involved everywhere. And
well,
by the way,
for anybody listening that's having trouble accepting the idea that the government might have lied about these things, remember that it's headed up by a guy who, through his teeth for years, lied about what was involved with Obamacare.
Right.
You can keep your doctor. Lie.
Right.
You can keep your plan. Lie.
Yeah.
Your costs are going to go down. Lie. Everything he said was a lie. Now, why would we assume that it's any different with something else that he's involved in?
Well, I got his new name, besides being an abominator, is he's called the Lying King.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, it's amazing. How do you know Obama's lying?
His lips are moving.
His lips are moving and air is going over his vocal cords.
Yeah, right.
I think if he had a day like that Canadian comedian, that where he actually has to tell the truth, he'd probably be indicted and zip-tied by the Secret Service, and they'd take him off to a psychiatric ward in a posy jacket and give him a shot of antipsychotic in his butt cheek. Because the man is crazy and evil as hell.
Canadians do have a problem with political correct police. I remember Mark Stein being sued for something that he had written that was politically incorrect about terrorism, and he finally prevailed in court, but it cost him a bunch of money.
Well, let me tell you, when I was back, I had my Genesis show here, and I also had a show in Canada on CTV Radio with one of the senior hosts in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I go down to their head office and do a show once a week. And I would say things against various groups, whether LGBT or Muslims or whatever, and I got threatened that the Department of the Local Police and RCMP were going to arrest me, and that the Canadian Radio and Television Commission were going to shut down the studio. So they fired my co-host, shut down the show, and even though we were real popular right across the country. And I was also, by the way, before I did my Genesis show, I was on Clear Channel with a comedian, Mark Allen Curry. Laughter is the best medicine on Wednesday night for 2 hours, years before I went on Genesis. So they shut it down and they threatened me. You know what I did? On air, I said, I dare you because I will make a scene of this because I'm on American radio, which, by the way, a lot of Canadians listen on the internet. And I will sue you through the, because I'm half a lawyer as well, by the way. I said, I will sue you through the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and you will go whimpering off. So they never actually walked into the studio and dared to shut me down or arrest me right in the studio because they threatened to do it. My co-host told me. So,
well, that's frequently what happens when you stand up to a bully.
Well, guess what? You Canadians up there, you need to get rid of your idiot Justin Trudeau. You need to actually have politicians that represent you. It's called representative democracy. We don't have it when we have idiots like this guy in North Dakota that says it's the party that decides who the candidate is. Hogwash. I mean, the Republican Party is trying to commit the Japanese procedure called harikari. They stick the knife in and you cut out your guts and then they fall out in front of you where you die. That's how stupid the Republican Party is, because they would be happy to work with, as you know, Mitch McConnell says, to work with Hillary Clinton, you know, Lilith, the daughter of Satan himself.
Happy to work with Hillary Clinton tells me that he's been drinking from a water cooler labeled Loco Juice. That's just bizarre.
Well, no, Josh tells me that these people are swimming in the sea of money of the district of criminals, and they don't give a damn, a rat's behind, if the Americans die. They don't give a damn if American allies don't trust us and our enemies don't fear us. They don't care if we lose more industries like Carrier and Nabisco Foods and so on. They don't care if we have terrorists blow up a dirty bomb in a shopping center like the Mall of the Americas and no one's able or fearful to go to a Christmas ceremony or a stadium. For example, what's going to happen after the Zika virus, which you can guarantee is a terrorist activity that's been promulgated by the genetic industries under Gates Foundation, Intrexon, which is now owned by owns Oxitec out of Oxford, England. This is a genetic weaponizing factory to super weaponize not just the Zika virus, but change the increase of oxidative stress and RNA viruses to increase the weaponization of a whole range of viruses that will cause death and destruction and sterility. And so people don't understand, the game is on, and it's not a nice game, it's an ugly game. It's a game where lots of people are going to die, the economy is going to crash, and we're going to go to war. And if we don't keep vigilant with GOA, again, remember, it's gunowners.org, and they have the alert list. Thank you, Larry Pratt, for coming on here. I know I ranted a lot, it's one of my defects, but I get emotional over this.
Thank you so much.
I want to get you back on, and I'll rant less, hopefully. I keep repenting of it, but I keep sinning, as they say. I repent, but I sin again.
No, you go.
I hope that people get. I hope people get my passion, your passion for. You have guns not to kill people, but to prevent violence. And if we have enough concealed carry people at the RNC at the convention in Cleveland, there won't be death and destruction by a proxy Muslim bomber or some idiot, or Black Lives Matter, or George Soros-sponsored terrorists. It won't happen. If it does, it'll be one or two deaths, and it'll be them that die.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.